from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can always email us your questions and answers. The email address is anything@kera.org. And that's what we'll start with from Wendy in Dallas, who writes, I seem to remember back in the 70s when I was a youngster in school that emphasis was made that we were learning the new math, and new math is in quotes. Wendy says, what exactly was the old math, and what is the difference? Wendy also asks, who's the artist of that little piece of music you play sometimes during the noontime station identification? She says, it has a little male voices going, hey, and it makes me giggle every time I hear it. That's Supergrass, and the song is called Coffee in the Pot. So I answered one. We're one for one, 2010. Todd writes also, who's the guy on the sidelines of the Cowboys game with orange mittens which extend up to his elbows? Todd says, I was wondering if anyone knows exactly what his job is and what is the purpose of the large, silly orange mittens. Denny in Dallas writes, in the Freed's furniture commercials that have run on TV for several years, there's always a young lady with brown hair that has always been in the commercials. Is this person part of the Freed's family, or is she an actor? She's been doing the commercials for years. Does anyone know? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Brian and Alan wrote us at the end of the show, the last one we did way back last year, wondering, does anyone have any suggestions on building one's own motorcycle? He says, I've always had the dream of building my own motorcycle. However, budget's a big issue. Does anyone know where or how to build a cheap motorcycle, bobber or chopper? He says, my budget's in the $500 to $1,000 range, but hey, that's why we do the show. Call us, 800-933-5372. Kenneth writes that I just moved from Fort Collins, Colorado. There was a bar, pub, restaurant with the best root beer ever. Does anyone have a suggestion of somewhere in DFW with great root beer? And he says, I don't want store-bought packaged stuff. This needs to be the real deal. And let's see, one more from Samantha and Rockwall, who, very timely question, is looking for one of those metal aluminum gas heat lamps that you usually see outside at restaurants. And Tom in Oak Cliff wants to know, where can I get pecans shelled in Dallas, preferably in the Oak Cliff area? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Let's talk first today to Mike in Terrell. Hello, Mike.
Hi. My question is, I'm having difficulty finding a particular style of frames for my eyeglasses, and I wanted to see if anyone knew of a place that would be willing to find and order hard-to-find eyeglass frames.
Okay. Well, you're first out of the gate, so hopefully we'll get an answer for you this hour.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Up next to 800-933-5372 is Greg calling from Dallas. Hello, Greg.
Hi there.
Go right ahead.
Got some answers. One, the guy with the orange mitts, I believe he's affiliated with the television broadcast and communicates to the officials in terms of when they're back from commercial and ready to start up again. And the big orange mitts are just so that it's really clear to see him on the sideline wherever the official is.
So he's the TV timeout person.
Yep.
You know, and the great Glenn Mitchell once called that individual the most important, or rather the most powerful person in the National Football League.
All right.
Okay. And, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Robert calling from Burleson. Hello, Robert.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
I have a question, and I actually think that somebody asked this question before, but anyway, when you watch a TV commercial on TV and they're playing music in the background, I believe there's a website that you can go to and type the commercial in, and it'll tell you who's playing the music, and that's what I want to know.
It doesn't ring a bell for me, but that's not surprising, so we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling,
Robert.
Have
a great day.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. We got this from a slower driver in the Metroplex, probably listening in the car. Who writes, I recently purchased a car and drove through the intersection of Abrams and Northwest Highway where there's a speeding camera or a red light camera. This emailer says, I thought I saw it flash, but there was another car running the light too in the next lane. And our car just has the paper plates as we haven't received the real ones yet. How long does it take to get a ticket in the mail from one of these red light cameras. And who would it be from, the city, the county, the state? Do they hand out tickets to cars with paper or dealer plates? And this emailer says, I usually don't push through yellow lights, but the thrill of the new car clouded my sensibility. And we got another traffic camera question from Mark in Fort Worth, who says, I was stopped at a traffic light at a camera-controlled intersection recently with a front-row seat as a funeral motorcade came through. The motorcycle escort held the traffic as the procession came through against the light, and to my amazement, Mark says, I could see the flash on the intersection red light camera firing off flash after flash after flash in a strobe effect as the vehicles came through. And this got me wondering if the procession goes through multiple camera-controlled intersections on their way to the deceased resting place, wouldn't this result in many, many individual citations? Mark says, the question is it the responsibility of each driver to defend his or her citation in traffic court, or is the camera's system's software programmed to recognize situations such as funeral motorcades? Wow, great questions. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's see, up next we have Jack writing from Fort Worth. Hello, Jack.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing well.
You know, Texas Christian University's football team is doing really great under Patterson. Mm-hmm. Before Patterson, there was another coach, Dennis Crancion. Whatever happened to him?
Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. A couple of answers have already come in. Nancy in Plano says Whole Foods has a nice root beer. I wonder if they make. Do they? I wonder if they make it. Maybe somebody can let us know. let's see. Crispin in Dallas says Twisted Root Burger Company in Deep Ellum makes their own root beer, and Crispin says I've heard it's fantastic. And Crispin also says getting pecans in or out of the shells, the Texas Pecan Company. But I'm thinking that the emailer wanted to have his own pecans shelled. Monday and Flowerman says BJ's Brew House brews their own root beer. I had it once with alcohol, and it was really good that way, so I bet it's great without the alcohol, too. So BJ's Brew House. Oh, and here's another. Amanda in Dallas says Twisted Root Burger Company has great root beer in their soda fountain. Amanda says, I've had a butter pecan root beer there, and it's really good. And there are locations in Deep Ellum and Richardson. Let's see. I think we've got another answer on that from Maggie in Fort Worth. Hello, Maggie.
Hi. One year I got talking to a guy on that TRE going from Fort Worth to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that he was in the area for a folk festival and that his business is out of Tyler, Zimmer's Homemade Root Beer.
Mm-hmm.
And he does all of the fairs, and he talked about how they grow their own sassafras and do their distilling and everything.
Wow.
So the next year I went over to that specifically to try his root beer. So you can't just go to a business that I'm aware of and get it, but if you know of a festival in the area, it's well worth the drink.
Zimmer's Root Beer out of Tyler.
Z-E-M-E-R-S.
Wonderful. Maggie, thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Stuart in Bartonville wants to know if there's a facility in the DFW area that will accept Christmas lights for recycling. He says, I found a retailer in Michigan that accepts incandescent lights and offers a discount on future purchases of LED lights. He says, but I'd prefer a local source if possible. That's a timely question. Christmas light recycling. Sherry in Fort Worth wants to know, why does the Fort Worth water taste and smell like dirt for a couple of days every month? She says, you notice it at home, in the water at the restaurants, and in the sodas that you get at restaurants. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Oh, here's another football question since, you know, it's the playoffs. Cowboys are in the playoffs, too. I'm a little excited. Looking forward to tomorrow. I don't know about you, but maybe you can answer this question. Ming wants to know, what's the name of the large body bag-looking garment, big wrap that football players wear to stay warm on the sideline? I think it's like a hooded, it's usually like a team-branded hooded cape thing, right, with a big hood, and it's huge to go over the shoulder pads, but maybe someone will know what it's called. Sue in Springtown wrote us and wants to know, why did they remove that big chunk of Highway 199 between Azle and Lake Worth? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Tom in Dallas. Hello, Tom.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
Great. Austin Nuts on Hillcrest in Snyder Plaza. It's not going to shell his nuts, of course, but they do have excellent dry roasted nuts and a lot of varieties and stuff. So he just wants to give up and buy some from someone. They've got great stuff.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Let's talk next to Ernie calling from Frisco. Hello, Ernie.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Calling in on your question on the gal in the Freets advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Mrs. Freet.
Hmm.
That's the owner's daughter-in-law.
Okay. So she started a long time ago and still doing the commercials.
Yeah, actually, I was in there several years ago, and I worked with Mr. Freed, and I had asked about her, and he says, oh, yeah, that's my daughter-in-law. So,
very good. Well, Ernie, thanks so much.
You bet.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Carolyn, writing from somewhere, says, I've heard that there's a club that collects chicken statues and other figures, and I wonder if anyone knows the name of this club and its meeting dates. So if you know of a chicken figurine collecting club, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Oh, here's another here's another root beer. Let's see, Tracy in Dallas says, Eno's in the Bishop Arts District in Oak Cliff has a really good root beer on tap, not out of a can, and Tracy, he or she says, they'll even put some Bluebell ice cream in it for you. And Tracy also endorses their pizza. Let's see. Amanda in Dallas says the website adtunes.com, one word, A-D-T-U-N-E-S, adtunes.com, has a series of forums for songs and commercials. And Amanda says that's the best place to start. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Tom in Arlington. Hello, Tom.
Hi. I was exposed to the new math in the first grade in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
and the math itself was not new, but the way they taught it was to introduce things like set theory and word problems very early. I can remember set theory in the first grade, and this was before we'd mastered multiplication tables and long division. And what they were trying to do was make math more qualitative and not just quantitative, and the problem with that approach was that many people never got the abstract parts, and then they also failed to learn basic computation and arithmetic, which was the old math. So in my opinion, you really need both. You do need the abstract and the concrete elements to make use of it in the real world, and I can't say that it hurt or helped me. I just know that math didn't get interesting to me until we got to things like algebra and calculus. I was just a C student. So I don't think it necessarily hurt me, but I certainly didn't use any of that set theory until really, you know, almost college-level math. So.
Tom, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next is Terry calling from Irving. Hello, Terry.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
On the traffic, photo-enforced traffic signals?
Yes.
There are three or four companies that put those traffic cameras out,
mm-hmm.
and they partner with the city, and they actually get a share of the revenue. The break-even point for a camera is $3,750 per month, so they got to generate quite a bit of revenue, so the city's only put them in fairly high traffic areas,
right.
And all tickets are reviewed. Before a ticket goes out, they are reviewed by an actual officer in the city, so if you're here in Irving, it will be reviewed by an Irving policeman in the
So they look to see if there's a funeral procession.
Right.
Great.
And
really quickly, Terry, really quickly. We got to take a break.
In your citation, there's also a link where you can see yourself going through online.
Very good. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. And there's that Supergrass song right there. Supergrass, Coffee in the Pot. I think it's on the Road to Rhin album. Am I pronouncing that right? Road to Rhin. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Phone number is 800-933-5372. My French is horrible. I don't have French, and I have a horrible French accent. So Please forgive me. You can email us anything at kera.org. Let's see. G in Fort Worth says, regarding the bad Fort Worth water smell, the city shut down the Rolling Hills water plant for maintenance and had to switch those users to a different plant. He says, Holly, I think. While the city water people said there would be no problems, well, who knows? And G says, I filter all of my water. Tony in Fort Worth says, when you purchase a new car now, we, dealers, must submit your name, address, VIN number of new owner to the state, and if it's still clear on the tag, you will get a ticket. Let's see. Wendy in Dallas sent this in during the holidays, and hopefully we're not too late, but it's a great question. Wendy says, I'm going to be on a cruise soon, and one of the events my group is hosting is a wine tasting, and we're all expected to bring a representative wine of our region, as we are from all over the country and world. I would like to bring a few bottles of a really nice representative Texas-made wine, and I really don't have any idea which would be best. And Wendy says, would your wonderful listeners have any suggestions? Call us, 800-933-5372. Frank in Dallas wants to know, why in hockey is the score read, for example, 2-1-6, and what does the third number mean? And let's see, John writes, there's a lot of talk about capturing CO2 and burying it underground. Over time, he asks, wouldn't that reduce atmospheric pressure? Because part of the oxygen atom is being taken out of the system. He says, I think of it like burning a flame in a balloon and capturing the CO2. Eventually, the balloon will deflate. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Up next is Sean in Dallas. Hello, Sean.
Hey, I had an answer for that question about what the Cowboys wear on the sidelines, those large jackets.
Yeah.
They are called parkas. I knew a girl that was a swimmer, and they would put those on as well when they hopped out of the pool.
They're just really big parkas because of the pads and everything.
Yeah, extremely thick. And
very good. Thanks. Thanks so much.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Line open 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Caroline in Dallas. Hello, Caroline.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, I had an answer for the guy that was looking for a place to get pecan shells.
Yeah.
He can go down to the Dallas Farmers Market, and right in the produce section, there's a family that sells, like, tons of fruits and nuts and that sort of thing, and they have a cracker, and they'll run your own pecans through for, like, a really cheap rate, and then all you have to do is just pick the shells off, so it makes it super easy.
Oh, okay. Well, very nice. And what? So you don't know what they charge, but it's pretty reasonable.
No, it's really reasonable. It's by the pound, and I want to say it's something like 35 or 40 cents a pound or something.
Great. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Alrighty, take care. Thanks.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Roland in Fort Worth. Hello, Roland.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
Your question on Dennis Francione.
Yeah.
He is in College Station. He still lives there. He's trying to get back into the coaching, but he was a finalist for UNLV, but he didn't get the job.
So he's still in the market for a coaching job.
Still in the market. Yeah, he's a good man. I coached one of the minor sports at TCU when he was there, and he was really a classy guy.
Excellent. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And that's where we got this from Elizabeth, who has a question about the Dallas North Tollway to 121, the Sam Rayburn Tollway. Elizabeth says, why do I have to exit the Dallas North Tollway onto the access road, then enter 121? Why is there not a direct exit to 121? Elizabeth says, I'd probably stay on the 121 Tollway if there were, but since I'm on the access road, I just stay there until I get to my destination. Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's see. Amanda wants to know if there's a specific term for the steamy output made by your breath in cold temperatures. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Nina in Carrollton. Hello, Nina.
Hi. I have two quick questions.
Okay.
One, why do the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving? And what's the formula that people used to get the NFL quarterback ratings?
Well, the first question, I think, has something to do with Tech Schramm getting it made part of, I think it's part of the bylaws of the NFL, that the Cowboys will always play on Thanksgiving Day. That's what I've heard, and someone will confirm or hopefully correct me. And as far as the quarterback rating, that's above my pay grade, as they say, so... We'll have to see if we get an answer for you. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Ed in Arlington. Hello, Ed.
Hi. Just to add to the Franchione whereabouts question.
Yeah.
Well, after he left TCU, he went to Texas A&M and College Station, and he coached there for a little while, and then he left amid a controversy there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to contradict the previous caller, but Franchione most recently made an appearance in the broadcast booth of the Texas Tech Alamo Dome game this past season. This just completed bowl season. He was a commentator for the whole game, an analyst there.
Okay.
So he has a bit of a broadcast experience under his belt now, too.
So he's getting some work.
Yes. He's not on the street corner panhandling.
Right. Okay. Well, Ed, thanks for calling.
I had another unrelated follow-up question to a question I asked a while back.
Okay.
I wanted to see if y'all ever got an answer to it. I have this scene in my mind that bothers me. It's from a movie, and I'd just like to know if anybody else recalls the name of this movie. It was a snow-covered landscape in the Bosnia-Serbia area. And the highlight of the movie is there's this tall religious statue, something along the lines of Mount Rushmore, in the middle of this snowy landscape. And a jet plane is maneuvering close to the ground over this landscape, trying to escape a missile, and dodges the statue. The missile hits the statue, and that's about all I remember. But it was set against the Bosnian-Serbian politics and snowy landscape.
Well,
did you ever get an answer on that?
You know, I honestly don't recall the question. So let's see if we get an answer.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Ed.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. I figured we'd get a bunch of suggestions, and I was right. So we'll get a few of these on the air today. Let's see. Regarding Texas wines. Kim in Rockwall says the San Martino Winery in Rockwall has a lot of really good local choices. Let's see. Scott highly recommends Messina Hoff, which is based in Bryan, Texas. And Scott really likes their port. Says it's really good. Tom, writing from somewhere, agrees Messina Hoff for red wines and suggests Fall Creek Winery for white wines. Let's see. Richard says, try the Sunset Winery in Burleson for the orange muscat with a hint of chocolate. Tamara recommends anything from Becker Vineyards in Central Texas. And let's see. Let's get a couple on the phones. Let's talk to Jerry in Irving. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Jeff. On the wines I added to that list, Inwood Estates is locally produced here in Dallas. 1350 Manufacturing. You've got to actually go by their winery to be able to purchase. They don't typically sell in the stores.
Okay.
Open on Sundays for tastings. They produce a really good Tempranillo and a really good Palomino.
And what are they called again?
Inwood Estates Winery.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Let's see. We get a couple more here. Let's talk to Lily in Gunter. Hey, Lily.
Hi. I'm calling to answer about the wine. There's a great wine that she can get at the Homestead Winery at the restaurant on Main Street in Denison. If she gets the Rose of Ivanhoe, it's perfect for the cruise. It's made in Ivanhoe, Texas.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And let's talk next to Carlos in Burleson. Hello, Carlos.
Hey, Jeff. Again, an answer for the wine. There's a great winery in Burleson called Lone Oak Winery. You can find their wines on the website, loneoakwinery.com, or just stop by the winery. It's in Burleson.
Very good.
And also, just regarding that guy who's looking for the answer for that movie.
Yeah.
I think he's talking about Behind Enemy Lines.
Very good.
With Owen Wilson. So
all right.
That was that. All right.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
And let's see. We'll get one more call on the Texas wine suggestion from Noah in Dallas. Hello, Noah.
Hey, Jeff. There's a vineyard in West Texas, in Alpine, called Cathedral Mountain, and they make excellent wines there, and they sell them here locally at a place called Times 10 Cellars in Lakewood. And it's great that they're a great bunch of people, and they make a great wine.
Cathedral Mountain. Those
are good suggestions.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Fawad says, the dirt taste in the water is due to a chemical released by blue-green algae. in lakes called geosmin. When the blue-green algae is removed in the water treatment plant, the chemical is not. It's not harmful. This appears only when weather conditions are good for blue-green algae growth in lakes. Let's see. Oh, Terry. This is the first question we had today. Terry says, Payright on Greenville Avenue in Dallas has a good selection of glasses and is willing to special order. Also, Terry says there are several cheap online sites to order glasses. And another suggestion on getting your pecans cracked from Alicia at the Dallas Farmers Market downtown. Not sure, Alicia says, about fully shelled, but they'll crack them for you. And Doug writes with an answer to the hockey game score. He says the actual game score is just your normal two-number score, each number representing one side's score. A hockey team's win-loss record is three numbers, such as 3-2-1, which would be read 3-2-1. This translates to three wins, two losses, and one overtime or shootout loss. The overtime shootout loss is recorded separately because a team still gets 1 point in the standings for this. They get 2 points for a win, whether they win in regulation or in overtime shootout, and 0 points for a regulation loss. It used to be four numbers, such as 4-3-2-1. This represented four wins, three losses, two ties, and one overtime loss. However, NHL games no longer end in ties, so that piece isn't relevant anymore. Thanks very much, Doug. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Janet in Shady Shores. Hello, Janet.
Hi. An answer to the root beer question. There's mm-hmm. a great place out in Denton. If you go 35 north towards Denton mm-hmm. at intersection at 377, go west. And it's on the right-hand side in an old gas station, and they make their root beer, and they serve it out of big gallon plastic tubs. It's great. And they have good hot dogs, too.
Very good.
And I'd have to agree, Becker has some of the best red wines in Texas.
Great. Excellent. Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. And let's see. That's where we got this from Kevin in Dallas, who is wondering where to find footed or feeted, he says, pajamas for older kids, 7 years old or so. He says, I know they can be ordered online, but would really like to purchase them locally. So Kevin's looking for older kids' footed jammies. Let's see. Gina says, I've always been taught that you can't get sick from the cold. You get sick from germs. So why do all the older members of my family say don't go out when it's cold? There are places where it's cold, this cold all the time, and people go outside. Well, we'll ask. Stephen says, Stephen writing from somewhere, looks like Dallas, the way people are driving on our streets and highways, he says, isn't the technology available to have cameras clock speed too? He says, I hear the red light cameras have been successful in reducing violations, so why not speed cameras in Texas as well? And Marcus in Fort Worth says, while riding the TRE from Dallas to Fort Worth, I thought a bit about the fact that I heard that after it opened in 2001, it was the first time that Fort Worth and Dallas had been linked by commuter rail since 1930. He says, between those 2 years, was there another public transportation option between the two cities? Were there buses? Was there anything? Does anybody know? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to John in Richardson. Hello, John.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My wife had a weather-related question, and I thought of one right after that. And hers was, how cold is too cold for a jetliner to take off?
Okay.
I know they throw the de-icer on there and all that, but is there any point, like with the weather we're having, that it's too cold for someone to fly?
Mm-hmm.
And then my question was, what keeps the water up in the water towers from freezing? I mean, during the day, people are turning their faucets on and it moves, but at night, you know, it may sit there for, you know, all night. So
okay, well, two great questions. Let's see if we get answers for you.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. That's where we find Zach in Fort Worth. Hello, Zach.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, the lady that called in asking why the Cowboys played on Thanksgiving every year, I believe you had that right. What happened was is they wanted to have a game. Roselle wanted a game on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboys and the Lions, the Ford family, Tex Ram with the Cowboys, came forward, said that we'd do it And they said the only way we'll do it, though, is if you'll guarantee that we get to do it every year. See, none of the other owners wanted to do it.
Right. Nobody wanted to play on Sunday and then turn around and play on Thursday.
He saw a bird's nest on the ground and jumped on it. And so, you know, he's just a forward thinker of his of his time.
It was a brilliant – I think it was a pretty brilliant coup because everybody wants to watch a game, and it's there.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Up next is Vernon in Murphy. Hello, Vernon.
Hi.
Yes.
I just comment on the root beer thing. That,
yeah.
Several years ago, the FDA determined that an ingredient of the sassafras root extract called safrole was a potential cancer agent. So they basically banned the syrup made from the true sassafras tree as well as sassafras tea. And so when they made people quit using that, the root beer didn't taste very good anymore.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
So I wanted to warn people, if somebody says they're distilling their own sassafras from sassafras root, be careful.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Vernon.
All right.
Let's see. Ben in Denton says that place in Denton with the root beer is called Frosty's. He says they make their own root beer, use real sugar, and Ben agrees that it's delicious. He says it's... off of 377 and Fort Worth Drive in Denton. It's an old-style drive-in, and they host a classic car drive-in there once a year. So thanks for all the root beer questions. Let's see. Carol in Dallas says, we've had great success ordering prescription eyeglasses from ZennyOptical.com. There are other online opticians with great selections, Carol says, but if one were to prefer to have the lenses provided locally, the frames could be ordered empty. It's Zenni Optical, all one word, ZenniOptical.com. Let's see. David says Leff Optical, L-E-F-F, has many older iframes and is equipped to deal with almost any issue with iframes. They're on West Lovers Lane in Dallas, and it's Leff Optical, L-E-F-F. Call us, 800-933-5372 with your questions and answers. Email us, anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. And this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know from KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. The telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything at kera.org. Let's see, we got confirmation from Joe that movie that our caller was describing is Behind Enemy Lines, starring Dallas's own Owen Wilson. Jennifer in Dallas has a question about the exit numbers on Central Expressway. She says the Forest Lane exit 7 or 8. The next exit on the other side of 635 is 13 or 14. Spring Valley exit's 23. why are there no – she asks, why don't they correspond – or do they correspond to the miles? Well, actually, Central Expressway is a state highway or a U.S. highway, 75. It's not part of the interstate highway system. So and we've had this question before, or a similar one, and I believe it's because it's not part of the interstate system. The interstate highway system, all the exit numbers correspond to mile markers, but I don't think necessarily that that's the case on a U.S. highway like Highway 75. But someone will maybe clarify for us. 800-933-5372. Jerry emailed us at anything at kera.org. Wondering if anyone knows where in the Dallas area, he writes, I can buy real English sausages. Not sausages made in the U.S. called English bangers, but real English sausages that are imported from England. Says there's nothing to equal them. Call us, 800-933-5372. Oh, there is does the British Emporium, does anybody know, do they carry meat products? I don't know. Someone will call us and tell us. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Mark in Irving. Hello, Mark.
Hi. I'm curious if anybody can help me find an old TV show that aired on PBS about 4 or 5 years ago. It was
okay.
A reality show that featured three former spies, one former CIA agent and a former MI5 and MI6 agent, that took a bunch of civilian British people and trained them in the arts of spycraft. And it was like a competition, and the winner was a young Scottish girl.
Okay. I'm not familiar with it, but we'll see. Someone surely is.
If anybody knows the name of that program and if it's available on DVD.
Very good. Well, we'll see if we can answer for you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Well, let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Eddie in Arlington. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, Jeff. I think I heard somebody ask what is the term of the vapor coming out of our mouth. And
yeah, is there a specific term, I think was the question.
Yeah, and the term, if I understand the question right, the term is very simple. It's simply condensation. There is expanded water vapor inside of us that is pretty warm, and once it comes in contact with cold air, it tries to become water again. And, of course, when it touches glass, in which case it's cold, it does become water. It attaches to the glass, and it forms foggy glass. I came up with a question. I don't know if I can ask it.
Sure.
There's a new theory on pre-Big Bang physics, and it's called the membrane theory.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if anybody could give me some feedback on that. It explains the universe before it existed.
So you're looking for a thumbnail.
Yeah, it's a very new theory. And I'm not even sure if it's a hypothesis or could it be legitimately called a theory.
Okay, great. Well, we'll ask, and thanks for calling.
All right.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Gordon calling from Crowley. Hello, Gordon.
Hi. I was wondering if there are any fountains in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that my children can play in.
When it warms up a little bit.
Well, when it warms up.
Sure, yeah. Sure. you mean, so you're looking for a fountain that actually welcomes people to play in, not just...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we'll ask and see if we get some suggestions for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got this answer from Paul in Dallas, who says... I lived in the middle of the ice cap in Greenland for 2 years, and for turboprops at least, if the engines would start, you could fly at any temperature, whether it was 50 below zero or 70 below zero Fahrenheit or whatever. He says the ski-equipped C-130s that handled both the Arctic and Antarctic fly in everything, as did a de Havilland Twin Otter. See, John in Kennedale says when jets fly at 35,000 feet, the temperature is minus 67 degrees Fahrenheit. So there's nothing about ground temperature that would keep a jet from working. The problem is when ice accumulates on the wing or the runway, reducing needed friction, which can make takeoff and landing very hazardous. Assuming dry conditions, aircraft routinely take off and land in Antarctica in sub-zero conditions. Also, note there is almost no moisture at 35,000 feet, so wing icing is not a problem once at cruising altitude. He adds jets can fly as long as there is air, up to 100,000 feet with the old SR-71 Blackbird spy plane. He says above that, you need a rocket burning its own inboard oxygen supply. Thanks very much for those answers. And let's talk next to Tatiana in Denton. Hello, Tatiana.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
I have two answers for you. The guy is asking about the fountain that his kids can play in.
Mm-hmm.
They have one on the fair park grounds, actually, like, flush with the ground, so you can run through it and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's really cool. And the footsie pajamas, they actually sell them at Target.com or inside any Target store. And you can get them from, like, baby size to, he can get some for himself if you want. So.
Oh, they have adult size, too.
Yeah, it's like somebody that's, like, 6'3 can wear them.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, Target after the show today. Thanks.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising. But it's really awesome. They have like glow-in-the-dark ones too.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
All right, have a good day.
800-933-5372. Up next is Maurice in Terrell. Hello, Maurice.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I wanted to find out, why is it generally when the highway crews are out doing an asphalt overlay over concrete, why is it that they generally leave the bridge or overpass concrete, and then when you cross over, they start the asphalt again? I've seen some bridges and overpasses that do have asphalt on them, but generally I always see that you drive on the nice new asphalt, you get to the bridge, it's concrete again, and then when you cross, it's back to the asphalt. So I wanted to see if someone knew why they did that.
All right, well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Ryan in Denton, who says, yes, we do have the technology to calculate the speed of a car using a camera. However, these cameras would suffer from the same problems as speed traps. Once people knew about them, they'd slow down for the half mile or so where the camera was and then speed up again. Another option is to put cameras 10, 20, and 50 miles apart, particularly on interstates between, say, Dallas and Houston, and time the delay between the pictures. However, Ryan says this has its own problems. First and foremost is privacy. Nobody wants the government tracking when and where they went somewhere. Second is the fact that if I pull off the interstate to buy gas or something, I can go 100 miles per hour between the cameras and not be flagged as speeding so long as I spent enough time off the highway. And third, Ryan says, I believe Texas law is written such that an officer is required to actually witness the transgression to give out a ticket. He says, I assume that this is worked around with the red light cameras by having a police officer look at the footage for each ticket that's sent out. This wouldn't work with just the timed pictures. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kere.org. And while we're talking about traffic, let's talk to Jeff in Aubrey. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. I had a question about traffic signals.
Sure.
And who you call to either report a traffic signal that isn't working properly or find out who to call about that. For example, I just sat through a light that went sat through two cycles of it, and it still didn't turn green for me.
Hmm. Okay. And was it in your local town?
Yeah.
I would say you probably want to call, I don't know if you have 311 there, but you might want to call and report it to them.
Okay.
But that's what I would suggest in Dallas.
Just call the town. Okay.
Yeah, just call the city and let them know.
Okay.
But someone may have another suggestion.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Let's talk next to John in Dallas. Hello, John.
I have an answer for the
John. Hey, call us back real quick because we did officially lose you. Let's talk to Madeline in Dallas. Hello, Madeline.
Yes. I have an answer for where the guy can take his kids when the weather warms up to play in a fountain.
Okay.
The IMP building, One Fountain Place, has dancing waters and kids and adults and everybody just run through it. And lots of fun. Fun to watch, fun to do.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk to Isabel, calling from Anna. Hello, Isabel.
Hello. Answer about British sausages.
Yes.
You cannot get them in the United States. There is some thing banning them, raw meats or even canned meats. I believe it's something to do with the foot and mouth disease from way back when.
Oh, really? Okay. And yes, possibly mad cow disease as well.
The nearest thing I've had to real British sausages was in Quebec City in Canada.
Okay.
That's a long way to go.
It's a little drive. Hey, thanks for calling, Isabel.
Okay, thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see, there's an addendum to the hockey score from Doug. He writes, it's also possible the listener was referring to an individual hockey player's score. Doug says, this is also three numbers, such as 3-2-5. This means the player has 3 goals, 2 assists, and 5 points for the referenced time period. A player's total points is simply the sum of their goals and assists. A player gets an assist by being one of the 2 teammates to have passed the puck immediately prior to the shooter scoring the goal. In effect, they get a point for having set up the goal. If a player is described as the scoring leader or points leader, this refers to the total of goals and assists. If they are the goal leader, then it refers to just the number of goals scored. Let's see. Jeffrey in Dallas says, Addison Circle Park is a great local fountain. He says the jets are flush with the ground, plus there are some ankle deep pools. And Carol in Dallas says there's a water park for children in the public park at the corner of White Rock Trail and Church Road across from Lake Highlands High School in Northeast Dallas, and it is open during the summer. 800-933-5372. We have time for a few more calls. Let's talk next to Michelle in Denton. Hello, Michelle.
Had a question about, I've tried several places, mm-hmm.
wanting to find Chicago-style pizza.
Okay.
And none of them were actually the authentic pizza pie, and I was wondering if there was such a place in the DFW Metroplex.
So, authentic Chicago pizza.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. And let's talk next to Bill in Irving. Hello, Bill.
Yes. With regards to the membrane theory and the universe.
Sure.
One theory is that there's multiple universes. We're in one particular one. And you can think about it in higher dimensions as we are all on a membrane. And the other universe is on another membrane. Think of it as a layer, like a sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And if these two membranes touch, lots of bad things happen. And one of them is a new universe can be formed where the universes, these membranes actually touch each other.
Okay.
So also on the fountains, William Square and Irving, where O'Connor a couple of traffic lights from 114. I believe in William Square, I've seen all kinds of people wading out into that. It's where the horses are in William Square and Irving.
Okay, very good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
So we got Michael emailed us at anything@ketyari.org that there's also a fountain located at the harbor on Lake Ray Hubbard in Rockwall. And let's get a couple more answers in. Oh, good. It looks like John in Dallas called back. Hello, John.
Okay. Sorry for the interruption. The answer regarding British sausage, my wife grew up in England, and she's absolutely in love with that sausage. So you can imagine her satisfaction when we went to the British Emporium and we found it there.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's the exact British sausage the caller was talking about, but my wife said that it is it.
So they do have it at the British Emporium.
Yes. So happy shopping.
Very good. Hey,
caller,
thanks so much for calling back. 800-933-5372. And I think there's time for maybe one more call. Let's talk to James in Dallas. Hello, James.
Hi.
Yes, go right ahead.
I had some just additional information about the membrane M theories.
We've got about 30 seconds, so it'll have to be a quick sketch.
Yes, there's a program that NOVA put out, and I didn't catch whether the previous caller explained this, but it was done by a guy who wrote a book called The Elegant Universe that was by Brian Greene. And there's a program on NOVA, if you can search for it on Hulu or the PBS NOVA site, that really goes into depth on it. It's really great.
Very good. James, thanks so much for calling.
Sure thing.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. It is produced by yours truly. Our engineer is Nilofer Arsala, and she pulled double duty today handling all of your emails. Thank you very much, Nilofer. And today on the phones, our associate producer, Betsy Lewis. Thank you so much, Betsy. Also doing a couple of jobs today. Thank you very much for your help today, ladies. You can download podcasts of the show, kera.org/anything. You can sign up to get the free weekly podcast while you're there. And of course, send your questions and answers to us and your comments and suggestions. Send them to anything@kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you so much for listening, and have a fantastic weekend.